are the Satellite Sisters. Happy 4th of July. This is Liz Dolan in Santa Monica with my sister Julie Dolan in Dallas, Texas. Happy 4th, Jewel.
Happy 4th to you, Liz. This was, the 4th of July is a favorite Dolan holiday, wouldn't
you
say?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
We have great memories. Our mom used to really go to town when it came to the 4th of July. She loved everything about it. And we would go down to the beach to watch the fireworks and bring a picnic supper. But it was no peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. She'd spend days. We'd have to take multiple cars to haul all the stuff. I'll just say stuff. Leon might have other words for it. Down to the beach to watch the fireworks. But it was always great. And so I always get a little bit excited on the 4th of July. It is, Independence Day. It's great for that. And also, so here, Liz, in Dallas, I'm not going to be seeing any fireworks, but we have a little neighborhood parade that I'm super psyched for.
Are your grandchildren in the neighborhood parade?
I believe they're going to be decorating. It's bicycles, it's wagons, it's dogs, it's walkers, it's strollers. That's the nature of this parade. But the good news is my house is on the parade route. And so I want to make sure that as this big parade comes by, that they really feel like, that we're cheering them on. So somehow, Edna Dolan believed that one American flag is good, but 16 American flags is better. Am I not right, Liz?
That's what you have going on. I thought you were going to tell me you had an inflatable fired up on your front lawn, but you have a lot of flags.
I inherited a large collection of American flags, all kinds of sizes, from our mother. So I am going to be festooning. I think that's the appropriate verb to use.
Nice.
I'm going to be festooning my section of the street in front of my house with as many American flags as I possibly can, so that when this little parade comes around, they really feel in the spirit.
Ah, okay. That sounds great. That sounds fun. Well, I'm usually in Bend, Oregon for the 4th of July because first of all, to celebrate the 4th, but mainly the highlight in Bend, Oregon on the 4th of July is, of course, the pet parade. So I would drive to Oregon every year with Ferris. I would festoon Ferris. Maybe on the blog, I'll post some pictures of Ferris festooned previous pet parades. Sometimes I would walk with him in the parade, but often it was our nephew Leo and our niece Fiona, our brother Dick's kids who live in Bend, who would take him on the parade route. So I got to say, it's a little sad this year to have no pet parade and no Ferris. I was looking in the drawer. I have his little thunder shirt that I would put on during the fireworks. Well, you lost your dog too. It's sad,
It is. It is sad. Zorro always enjoyed the 4th of July parade. He really got a lot out of it. Also because they had hot dogs at the end of the parade route, which he enjoyed even more than the parade itself.
I'm sure plenty of those fell to the ground.
Yeah, that was sort of his specialty. Or just even if they were in the hands of young children. That really didn't stop him.
I did want to mention one thing, Julie. Last night I went to the theater in LA. I went to the Geffen Theater to see a play called Constellations, which is what they call a two-hander. It's just two actors on stage the whole time. Very complex plot. I really enjoyed it a lot. I recommend it if you live in and around LA. But the two stars, the only two people on stage, the actress Jennifer Goodwin.
Yeah.
So she is the female star. The male star is Alan Leach, who you might know as Tom Branson on Downton Abbey.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
Tom. Yes, we love Tom.
Who doesn't love Tom Branson?
I know. Everybody had a crush on him. Okay. That must have been a very enjoyable evening.
It was, because I had never really pictured him as anyone other than Tom Branson, and it seems, I would have to say that the Tom Branson role doesn't seem like it takes a lot of acting, It's just,
oh, Liz. Like, okay, don't sell him short. Don't sell Tom short. He had quite an emotional arc in Downton Abbey. Okay.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. When he lost Sybil and all of
yeah.
that. That's
oh,
true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I forget about the previous seasons. Anyway, it was impressive to see. This is a super complicated play, and he did a great job. So that was that part of the festivities here in Santa Monica was a little theater outing. So, okay, now what we have for you today is actually a new-to-you show. So Julie and I are doing this little intro, and then we're taking the rest of the day off because it's Independence Day, so we are going to be independent. We're going to set up the show for you in a second. But first, I wanted to mention the surprise launch of our Satellite Sisters store.
It was a surprise to pretty much everyone associated with Satellite Sisters, including us.
I know.
We have a store? What are we selling in the store, Liz?
Well, you know, this is something we set up ages ago and then we forgot about. And then this spring, I reset it up and sort of updated it. And it's, you know, hats, bags, hoodies, mugs, all kinds of stuff with either the current Satellite Sisters Orbit logo on it or the what we call our retro logo, the wire logo. And that's all available at cafepress.com. But when I worked on it this spring, Julie, it was before our big event. And then we got sort of caught up in the event. And I think you were the only one I told that I had done it. And I sent you the link and said, could you just check this out? And you did, and then we just forgot about it, right?
I can tell everyone who's listening, the site works. It's very easy to use, and lo and behold, it worked. I received a beautiful Satellite Sisters baseball hat, which I love. It's very high quality. It kind of surprised me, Liz. So. So good work.
Yes.
That.
I mean,
so the whole store is surprising. Yes.
Yes. It. I mean, we are not running it. So this is why it works. This is just, you know, it's an online service. Cafe Press does this for a lot of different brands. So they've got a lot of products. They take care of all the fulfillment. And we really had just forgotten we used to have it set up until a longtime listener reminded us in the Facebook group that, oh, yeah, you can still go get this stuff there. So anyway, we're going to be upgrading it in the course of the summer and the fall. But we thought, you know, you need your hats, you need your hoodies, you need your coffee mugs, which is the basics. You can do all of that. So go to cafepress.com. And then when you get there, just search on Satellite Sisters and all of the various options will come up. We will also post it on our website at satellitesisters.com and on our Facebook page. So there you
definitely
go.
Definitely try it. It's a great thing. We know you all have Satellite Sisters. Great thing to get a cute little gift for your Satellite Sister and you. You know, you can wear matching hats, matching hoodies, you know, have matching bags. It's fun.
Just the way we grew up in matching clothes. Okay, so today's show, Julie, we picked out, this is our show from the 4th of July, 2008. So just as a reminder, people, we have been at this a long time. Mm-hmm. And July 4th, 2008 was the launch of our Beach Bag book series. So on today's show, this is Leon, Sheila, and Monica interviewing Jancy Dunn about her book, which had just come out, called Don't You Forget About Me. And it's about a high school reunion. And I think it leads to a fairly hilarious conversation about the high school experience, wouldn't you say?
It is a very funny podcast. Okay, this is as we refer to when we do podcasts. You know, we deploy different sisters. Sometimes it's Liz and Leon, Liz, Julie and Leon, but the combination of Leon, Sheila, and Monica. They refer to themselves as the JV team. Okay, mm-hmm. So they're on the JV team, and ostensibly this is a serious and fun interview that Leon is the lead interviewer. She's an author. you know, she's picked out these fun summer reads and she is interviewing an author. But the subject, as you said, is about, you know, a high school reunion. And the whole conversation devolves into Sheila, specifically Sheila's high school experience. I mean,
which was not good,
really. And Sheila draws Monica into it. Like at one point, Sheila's like, "We were bad in high school," and Monica's like, "Well, I really wasn't that bad. It was really Sheila who was bad in high school." But if you ever wondered what Sheila and Monica were like in high school, this is the podcast to listen to.
Oh my God, it's so funny, and they it just devolves into that, and Leon keeps trying to wrest control back and actually have a conversation with Jancy Dunn, who is funny and fascinating. And then Jancy becomes so fascinated with, you know, Sheila and Monica's experiences smoking in the girls' room in high school that she starts asking them questions. So
I know. I mean, Jancy just can't believe what's going on. So maybe high school reunions, it's always fun material. If you like the 1980s, this podcast is just chock full of cultural references. So if you were a Rick Springfield fan, this is your podcast.
But at the very beginning, I think Monica explains that there was a brief time where we were all at the same high school, you, me, Sheila, Monica. Well, you had just graduated, but we all went to the same Catholic school. But after 2 years, while Sheila was there, because me, Sheila, Monica, we're all just exactly a year apart, right? And then between you and me, there are 2 years. So like when I was a junior, Sheila was a sophomore and Monica was a freshman. And at the end of that year, by joint agreement between the school administration and our parents, Sheila and Monica were removed from that school and started in the fall at Roger Ludlow High School in Fairfield. Yeah. So they just went to the local high school, which even the way Sheila describes it, like it's like the mean streets of Fairfield, some snake pit. It was
it was an upper middle class high school. Yeah. Yeah. With lovely teachers and lovely students, excellent facilities.
Anyway,
sunny weather. Yeah.
Anyway, it is, you know, Jancy's book, Don't You Forget About Me, is really fun and entertaining. But much more recently, I mean, Jancy's still at it. Maybe we'll have her back on Satellite Sisters sometime soon. Her newest book, I just wanted to let people know, is a blend of memoir and nonfiction. And it has a very provocative title, which you might enjoy, Julie, though you are well through this phase in your life. The title of her current book is How Not to Hate Your Husband After Kids.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I've pushed through that phase,
yes,
Liz.
Yes.
But
Jancy apparently is still in that phase, and she writes a lot for O Magazine and other people now. So so coming up this show with Jancy Dunn. Oh, one other book thing I wanted to mention. Just Julie, have you read that big bestseller, A Gentleman in Moscow?
Yes, Liz. I, in fact, recommended it to our book club. Our book club read it. And we went to see him speak here in Dallas. Yes.
Okay. All right. I need a little bit of a pep talk then, because I thought, oh, well, of course I'm going to love this book. Everybody loves it. And I've been to Moscow several times to visit Julie, the guy.
Yes.
When you were living there, you took us to the Metropole.
The
Hotel,
Metropole. Exactly.
Right, which is where he lives. But so I downloaded the audiobook and I'm just having a little trouble getting into it. I'm only like an hour into an 18-hour book. And I'm finding it like, I thought it would be like a interesting historical novel about the Russian Revolution. I'm just finding it a little bit precious because a lot of it is about sort of manners and civility. But I should stick with it, right? I'm going to get into the swing of it.
Absolutely should stick with it. You know, his charm, his character grows on you through the decades that he stays in the hotel. That's all I'll say. You know, that you come to appreciate everything around him and all the things. It's a good story. Stick with it, Liz.
Okay. Okay.
And you're going to feel like a real loser if you didn't finish the book, because everybody else in the world loves it. Okay.
I know. That's why I felt like I had to ask.
Well, he's an aristocrat. So yes, he had some he had some pre-described notions about how he should live his life. And the, those are all, and he has to create a new life. And that will unfold.
Okay. All right. All right. That is a good, that is a good tease, Julie. Things will unfold. All right. So this is the Satellite Sisters episode from July 4th, 2008. Leon, Sheila, Monica, and Jancy Dunn. We hope you enjoy it here on this holiday. There will be show notes at satellitesisters.com. We post notes for every episode at satellitesisters.com. So if you ever want to know, like, what's the link to how I get that book or any of that, you can always find that at satellitesisters.com. And what else did we want to say? I guess that's it. So
we want to wish everyone a very happy 4th of July. Yeah. Enjoy it with your friends, your family, your neighbors. Have a nice time.
Yep. This is the best of holidays. So, okay. Thanks, Jewel. Enjoy your parade.
Hi, this is Julie Dolan.
This is Liz Dolan.
This is Sheila Dolan.
This is Monica Dolan.
This is Leanne Dolan.
And you're listening to Satellite Sisters.
To Satellite Sisters to Go.
Not every conversation will change your life,
but any conversation.
Any conversation.
Any conversation can.
I'm not gonna write you a love song.
Satellite Sisters to Go for Friday, July 4th. Happy Independence Day. We're independently off celebrating, but we have a very special Satellite Sisters today because we're kicking off our Best Beach Bag book series sponsored by Oregon Chai. I'm here in the studio with Sheila Dolan. Sheila, happy 4th of July.
Thank you, sister.
Fist pump. Okay, Monica. Monica in Portland, Oregon, I hope you're making that flag ice cream cake.
I am, Leanne. I just hope I don't eat the whole thing.
And as I said, today is the first in our series of Best Beach Bag book interviews. We're talking to an author that we've talked to several times before on Satellite Sisters, Jancy Dunn. You'll probably recognize her byline from Oh, the Oprah magazine, where she has a monthly column. You've seen her work in GQ and Vogue and the New York Times. And for many years, she wrote for Rolling Stone as a celebrity interviewer. She wrote a memoir that we talked to her about, But Enough About Me, several years ago. But her new book is fiction, and so that is why she is included in the Best Beach Bag book series. It's a novel called Don't You Forget About Me. Hi, Jancy Dunn. Welcome back to Satellite Sisters.
I love being a repeat guest, and I love kicking off Best Beach Bag book. Like, it's killing me. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome, because I so enjoyed Don't You Forget About Me. All right, let me give you a little synopsis about what it's about, because you know what? I feel like Jancy wrote it about me. So that was what was shocking. It's about Lillian. Okay, she's a TV producer in New York, Sheila. And all of a sudden, she has a disastrous event in her marriage. And she has to go home to mom and dad in Jersey.
Oh, love it already.
Poor Lillian. Yeah. But her visit home coincides with her 20th high school reunion, class of 88.
Yes,
very
man.
Close to my own graduation date. Ooh. And she's filled with the usual anxieties about reunions. Are my friends going to be skinnier than me? Are they going to have better hair? You know, how am I going to explain my divorce? And will my cute high school boyfriend have gone bald? So that is Lillian's dilemma. And Don't You Forget About Me. Jancy, why did you decide to write about high school? I mean, you've had a great, interesting, fascinating, fun life. You could have sort of picked any, you know, period in your life to kind of novelize. Why high school?
Well, I was casting around for a plot to do fiction. And as it happened, my younger sister, Heather, she opened up a restaurant that failed in the Catskills. What had happened was she had...
See, that's funny.
That's stuff, right?
And, right there, funny.
You know, and as usual, I'm exploiting my family members for stories. And she had to actually... The restaurant failed, as they often do, and she had to move home with her two young sons and her husband, and she's, you know, 37, with my folks in New Jersey.
Oh, our jaws are dropping. Poor Heather.
No, poor Heather.
Oh, no.
But, of course, I saw an opportunity, and I said, okay, take notes. And so she did, because I don't have the skills to set my novel in 15th century France, you know? And so I really did extrapolate it from Heather's experience. And so for 6 months, she lived at home. And my folks are retired. Yeah. They like to drive around in New Jersey and go to big box stores.
Yeah.
And Taco Bell. And so my sister went along with them. And I took it from there. And as it happened, I had gone to my 20th year reunion, too. And so it just all sort of blended together that way.
Mm. Well, high school is a particularly intense time of emotions. It feels like you remember every single day for better or worse. You know,
it was mostly worse for me, Leanne. I don't remember any better days. Do you, Monica? Maybe graduation. That was the only good day we had in 4 years. I say we, Jancy, because Monica and I had a very unique high school experience. Leanne was a good girl.
Okay, she did well. I didn't get thrown out.
We didn't get thrown out of high school,
Jancy. We didn't get thrown out.
But we did. Our parents thought it was best that we leave the high school that we went to, a private girl school for a couple of years.
Right, but a Catholic school.
Sheila and I weren't thriving like our other sisters. Listen, Julie, were.
How many years apart, Monica, are you and Sheila? Then?
We're 12 months.
Okay, yes. 12 months. So you went to a private girls' school.
But this is the trick. We boarded. We lived at the school 5 days a week, and we came home every weekend. So our mother's words were, I don't think you girls are getting enough sleep, so you're going to come home and go to the public high school. That's what happened. It was all very mysterious, but we were like frickin' frack, so we just did everything together, including hiding in the girls' room for the next 2 years.
Smoking cigarettes
and being mean about everybody in our high school. That's what we did, Jancy. We had one friend that we shared.
Wait, now come on, really?
Yeah, no, seriously. No, we were bad, right, Monica?
Well, Sheila, you're making it sound darker than it was. What happened was, Jancy, I reconnected with some of my junior high school friends, the good girls. You're Claudia Andrews, Jan Blatt. Sheila didn't reconnect with anyone.
No, I didn't. You're right. I didn't.
You just sat out on the wall in the back of the parking lot smoking cigarettes with your friends.
Well, I pulled you down into my mire, Monica. But we did have a few good fun times together. That's right.
Who was this one co-friend?
Well, that was Polly Wallace. She lived down the street, and she left her high school as well. So she was also a misfit. And she turned to me the first day in art class. I'll never forget it. This is how I knew she was going to be my friend at the public high school. She looked at me. I'd never talked to her before. She looked right at me. She said, I feel like crawling under a rock.
Was Sheila's philosophy for our entire time at high school.
And that was it. And then I started wearing big felt hats and writing poetry and, you know, isolating. It was great, Jancy. Good times.
Wait, felt hats. I got to go back to that. I don't mean to keep asking questions here, but
It
was the late 70s. There were hats with brims. It was sort of like hunter green with a, you know, some kind of feather coming out the back.
Got it. Okay.
And, you know, I just did not fit in, and I knew it, and I ran with it.
You know, we're supposed to be talking about Jancy Dunn's very fine first novel.
Okay, let's get back.
I don't, you know, as interested as we are in you, Sheila, we have Jancy with us. He wrote a whole book.
Let's go.
I love hearing all high school experiences. To me, they're just endlessly fascinating. Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. Mm-hmm. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leanne Dolan? Yes, I do. Do I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, PROS, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leanne's. Okay? And I'm using it. PROS isn't just better for you, it's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon neutral custom beauty brand. So pros, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leanne and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, pros. Pros is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And pros is spelled P-R-O-S-E, pros.com/sisters. Thanks, pros. Liz, you know we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do. because there are just so many fun things to frame, Leon, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing to get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah, any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leon, they have already Framebridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the Framebridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and Framebridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but Framebridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds
like... you're going to be happy, okay? That's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or see a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's framebridge.com. Thanks, Framebridge.
Now, when you went back to your reunion, I mean, mm-hmm. your character, Lily, in the book, she goes back to the high school reunion, mm-hmm. and she has these confrontations that are really devastating for her with people who she scorned in high school, you know, the friends that she sort of ditched for the more popular group. And then there was another guy that she thought she was delightfully making fun of for years, and it scarred him for life. And did you have those kind of deep, you know, encounters with people at your reunion where they said, hey, Jancy, remember what you said to me in 10th grade? Never gotten over it.
Yes. Either it happened to me firsthand, and also what I took from my sister's experience is that because I think she was having like a little bit of a painful situation, she regressed, and that's why I put in all the 80s stuff too, because she regressed, right? She started driving as only a Jersey girl can, too fast, and then slamming on the brakes when you hit the stop sign, that you get whiplash. And but anyway, to go back to the reunion, yes, I can remember I thought I was good pals with this guy named Mihi Maniar. And in fact, Mihi really hated me. I was just being a writer, you know, that high school reunion that I went to, it was one night and it was the longest night of my life because I was so hyper observant. And I really absorbed all the painful encounters that everyone else had too. And I just, you know, it was just all a little much. I'm still recovering from it.
You know, I love like the concept too of the old high school boyfriend that somehow you're going to reconnect with. This is in Lillian's fantasy, the main character in Jancy's book. You know, she's had this disastrous event in her marriage. I don't want to give it away. So she's looking to reconnect with Christian, who was like the dreamboat in high school. And she couldn't believe that he chose me. And, you know, that is a fantasy, I guess, for many women. I guess you would have to have had a high school boyfriend, though. That's what I was reading the Christian character. I'm like, I just can't relate to this at all because I never actually had any boyfriends in high school.
Well, wait, Leanne, did you said you had a more positive experience?
Yes, I Jancy would like to say I was probably tier two popularity in high school, not tier one. I was a little bit too edgy for tier one, and I did not play field hockey. But I had a group of friends that I was very close with. We were close to the top, and it's so funny because I'm just approaching my 25th high school reunion this summer.
Are you going?
Well, here's the thing. I was somehow joined that classmates.com, so I'm on the email list, and I volunteer for the committee because I figure it's safe when you live in California to volunteer for the Connecticut High School Reunion Committee because I won't actually have to do anything. And there was, I think there was a lack of leadership on the committee, and the whole thing just fell apart.
What?
Like, there was a date picked and a location, and then the person that was in charge said, you know what, I just can't pull this off. So I was gearing up and getting ready to go, Jancy. I haven't been to a high school reunion. I was thinking about it, and I'd see all the names on the email, and I think, you know, you have that perception when you're in high school that everybody knows you, but you don't know everybody.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, I had that totally thrown in my face over the last couple months because people are like, who are you again? Huh, I don't remember you. I'm like, Harriet? Morgan, you don't remember me? Your name is Hat Morgan, and you do not remember me? I sat in every English class with you for 4 years. How could you not remember me? Hat? What the heck?
So now it's not happening?
It's not happening, but now a group is reformed for the traditional 26th reunion. So,
you have a whole nother year, Leanne, to get ready.
So, 26?
Yeah, so they just postponed it a year. They're going to, get the date. They're just going to pick a random date.
Uh-huh.
It was just a disaster. They were trying to do it by democracy, which does not work. Jancy,
no.
That doesn't work. Did you find, though, you've been a journalist, you know, much of your career, you've written nonfiction. Was it a huge leap into writing fiction?
You know, I found it, maybe I'm not that skilled of a writer, but I found it kind of easy because, well, for a couple of reasons. One, I had the material right there with my sister. Two, I actually don't live, when I go to visit my folks, I drive past my hometown. And so the past is very tangible to me. Like, for instance, I drive by the house of my old crush when I'm on my way to my parents. Mm-hmm. And so I crane my neck as though he's going to be outside mowing the lawn.
Right.
He's 42 years old. He's moved on.
Right.
He's got a wife and kids.
Right.
You know, but you never know. He could be home visiting his parents. Right? Like, I really do almost twist my head all the way around like a turtle or something, hoping that he'll be there. You never know. And so there was that, and there was the reunion. And just the way that you can you can really be in touch with people in this day and age in a way that you never could before. I mean, with email and with Googling people obsessively, you can just find out everything. And so it was fairly easy for me to do. I keep in touch with some of my high school friends, which people think is kind of freaky at my age, but I do. And so I could pull it together fairly easily. I loved it, to tell you the truth.
You know, we're going to spend more time with Jancy Dunn. Her new book is part of our Best Beach Bag Book Series for 2008. Don't You Forget About Me. And I want to ask about the Googling, because it does mean you can really obsess about those people in high school for the rest of your life. So it's very interesting to me. Stay with us. We're the Satellite Sisters.
We are the Satellite Sisters, Liz, Sheila, and Leanne here. And, you know, we're sharing our recommendations with you. But we want to know, what books would you recommend to your own Satellite Sisters as the best beach bag books for this summer? You can win a beach bag full of goodies from Oregon Chai. Here's how you do it. Just send us an email and share your list. Isn't this going
to
be fun?
Now, Liz, does it have to be a new book, or can people send a classic?
I think, Leanne, anything goes. I say, tell us what you've read lately that you love, or if there are classics that you reread when you have time to curl up with a favorite, like say you're, you know, on summer vacation. Maybe you do want to reread Anna Karenina, Sheila.
Okay, no one wants to read Anna Karenina on vacation.
Whatever.
It's just a lot to read on vacation. I was thinking more Danielle Steele.
Oh,
I mean, that's, you know,
go
good Nora Roberts.
Right.
read. Well, you, I like to read one good heavy book. You like to read lots of little light books, Leanne.
Send us your suggestions, and we'll post them on Sister Spot, our blog. Then we'll take all of your emails, we'll throw them in a beach bag, and we're going to draw five winners. And the winners will get a special prize from Oregon Chai. Here's what the prize is. It's a beach bag, super exclusive beach bag, with the Satellite Sisters logo on one side and the Oregon Chai logo on the other. So you guys have seen these beach bags.
They're beautiful.
Nice, aren't they?
Gorgeous.
Great. Really nice. It's going to be filled with chai, naturally great Oregon chai. You'll get a Satellite Sisters t-shirt and copies of the books in our beach bag book series.
That's right, Liz. I can tell you that a couple of the books are going to be Allison Larkin's The English American, Jancy Dunn's Don't You Forget About Me, and Jules Asner's Whacked.
Okay.
So now, those will all be in the beach bag.
That is a vacation in a bag. And if you want to get even more excited about the prize, you may recall that Oregon Chai gave us a great gift basket for our Mother's Day drawing. So just here's a thank you note we got from one of the women that won that, from Sandy Kempton. She wrote, "I just wanted to take a moment to write and say thank you for the gorgeous basket from Oregon Chai. I never knew I liked chai. It's wonderful. I especially like it hot with a cookie." Smiley face emoticon. The basket itself is also beautiful and useful in keeping some of my things organized in my kitchen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Sandy Kempton. Well, now you're getting the beach bag instead of the basket, but all of the delicious Oregon chai in there. So,
and you know what? Oregon chai tastes great iced, Liz.
I know.
So
you have been enjoying that this summer, Leanne, haven't you?
Love it. Mm-hmm. Love it.
So send us your best beach bag book suggestions and get in on the fun. Just go to satellitesisters.com, send us an email. You see, you just click there on the link that says contact us. We're going to need your contact info too, so that if you win, we can send you the best beach bag in the world.
That's your name and address and telephone number.
Yeah,
The contact. The address is so we can mail you the bag.
Right, exactly.
Right, Sheila, you were in charge of addresses.
Zip code, please.
All right, so just email us your best beach bag book recommendations, all of your contact information. Our deadline is midnight Pacific time, Monday, July 14th. We can't wait to get your recommendations.
You're listening to Satellite Sisters to Go. Stay with us. You know I wish that I had Jessie's girl. I wish that I had Jessie's girl. Oh, you are listening to Satellite Sisters. Leanne, Sheila, and Monica here. Our guest is author Jancy Dunn. She has a terrific novel out called Don't You Forget About Me that is part of our Best Beach Bag Book Series. We're kicking it off. And what better way than with Rick Springfield? I mean, he factors quite prominently into your writing, Jancy Dunn. What is it about Rick that you love so much?
You know, I used to watch, I never played any sports. I was quite spongy as a teen, and so I ran home and watched General Hospital.
Yes.
And he looked so good. And may I say, has anyone seen him recently?
He still looks good. He really looks good.
He's 6 years old.
I know. And he's got that, I mean, the hair is a little bit modified, but he's still got the nice hair. He really does. I mean, that was his main feature, I think.
It was. I mean, it was good hair in the
80s. It was feathery.
Yeah, he was tall and lean, too.
Yeah. Yes. No, he, and it's a cute face. Definitely. He was cute.
Well, that's what makes your book so much fun, Jancy, is that there's so many 80s cultural references. So it really takes you right back. Even though it's set in, you know, modern day New Jersey, there is the Rick Springfield poster on the wall. And raise your hand, Leanne Dolan, I had one too. And then I love the depiction of, you know, Lillian's room, because she hasn't changed it since high school, which is character revealing, of course. But it includes, who was the French photographer that took that picture of the kiss? What was that one?
Oh, yes, Robert Doisneau, I believe.
Oh,
that famous kiss.
Right.
And then the guy who, everyone I know had the poster of the guy taking off his tank top. Remember that one for
Solaflex?
Solaflex.
Yes. Remember that?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Oh, that was
one.
A classic,
yeah.
High school girl.
Yeah,
and then you described the collages you used to make for your friends on the front of your notebooks.
Did any of you do that?
Yes.
Leanne did. Monica, yes. And I did not.
Yeah.
I painted dark, dark paintings. I covered things up with black ink, basically. No, but Leanne was a collage princess. She did. You did a lot of that.
Yeah, well, 17. Magazine, yeah. I was convinced that my collection was really going to be worth something someday. My pristine 5-year collection of 17 magazines.
And the collages had words in them that you put together that basically didn't mean anything and weren't that interesting. You know, I can remember I cut out one that said, come to Marlboro Country, and I didn't smoke, but I just kind of put it in there.
I know, it made me laugh when you referenced Indian Earth in the book.
Wow,
did
takes
any of you,
me back. Oh,
I,
yeah.
I even, Sheila, Monica, did you at least do Indian Earth?
Oh, we did. We did. Oh. We were there. I did. Yeah, I was into the makeup from early on, but Indian Earth was not regular makeup. You're basically putting bronzer. It was the precursor to bronzer.
Mineral makeup.
Yeah, mineral makeup. That's right.
We did a lot of sun in, though,
Jancy. Oh, tons of sun in.
Well, sun in gives you orange splotches, and Indian Earth had an orange undertone.
Completely orange, right. Yeah, no, it was good stuff.
To match your hair and your face.
Right. Lemon Up was big, and so was Jeanette, and that's in the book.
Jeanette. Yeah. Do you remember the commercials where they'd slap them on, you know, the Jeanette?
Well,
I did that.
Julie, our oldest sister, was the first one to have Jeanette.
Oh.
I thought she was so sophisticated.
Ooh.
Because she had this French cologne.
Yes.
It's not really French, but I thought it was.
Now, Jancy, in the book, Lillian has a Laura Ashley comforter on her bed.
Ooh.
Another classic. Sheila actually had a Laura Ashley cape that was
quite
dramatic.
Was so dramatic for walking to the beach and smoking. It was corduroy, Jancy, mauve, large wooden buttons with a full hood. You know, I thought I was, you know, just, you know, walking across the heath there in Fairfield, Connecticut, and I actually rented out the cape for money.
What?
If we wanted to borrow Sheila's clothes in high school, she called it clothes for cash. We could rent her clothes.
How much?
That's how fussy she was. It was like $5
you know, it was
for the
expensive.
Cape for
oh,
an
yeah.
evening.
No,
yeah.
When I found an item, because there are five of us, I mean, I just, that's how I asserted my individuality. I mean, that cape was just unbelievable. That was an unbelievable fashion item. Wouldn't you
say,
Liam?
You must have spent like all of your babysitting money.
Every penny I had, I bought that cape. I mean, I was just so invested in it. And again, I did used to rent clothes. I did.
And did you get some takers? I mean, would they shell out the $5?
Yes.
I think yes. Yeah, Liam did.
Yeah, I did. It was long past the cape's effectiveness, actually. Sheila's 7 years older than I am, so the cape was a little worse for the wear when she rented it to me. But
right.
Again, I felt like the statement was dramatic.
Right. The cape and red clogs, those were big.
Oh, red of course, red clogs.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's
just
for the
sequel.
Just a little bit unusual.
Yeah.
You know, just not your standard black clogs.
Just a
touch. They were a fashion statement.
Yes, they were.
So you were safe because maybe other people had clogs, but then you asserted your individuality with the red.
It was all about that. Right.
Now, you have a very sweet sister relationship in the book. Is that, like, did Heather, your actual sister, mind that you, you know, stole her story? I mean, you changed it dramatically, clearly. But is that actually, that sister relationship in the book, one is now the psychologist, and she is actually, you know, helping the other sister through it, helping Lillian through it, understand that high school really wasn't all that great. Maybe you should move on with your life. Is that the kind of, you know, teaching kind of relationship you have with your sister?
Well, no, you know, in real life, actually, this is one departure that I did make where I at least tried to do something different. I'm the oldest, and I always thought it would be, and I don't know if any of you can back me up here, but I thought it would be really irritating to have an older sister because I'm the oldest and I'm bossy. So I thought, I wonder what that would be like. So I tried to put myself in the shoes of a younger sister just to see, and I realized I do like being the oldest. But yes, my sister has you know, I can remember a few, like 2 years ago, my younger sister, the one that I base this on, a couple of my high school friends wanted to get together, and it just isn't the same. And my sister did have to say to me, don't go, keep it in your memory, let it go, you know, because it's not the same. It isn't the same. And she was the one, actually, in real life. There's a scene in the book where the character kind of looks in her diary, and it isn't at all what she actually remembered, because I have these gauzy memories of high school. I mm-hmm. loved it. I'm one of those freaks that had a great time. And, you know, and everyone looks at me kind of funny. But then when I looked at the diary that I had kept, or rather journal, that's what you call it when you're 17, right?
Right.
It was really dark. And I had not remembered that at all when I looked at it 20 years later. I mean, incredibly dark.
Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, do we We love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life, aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
No kidding. I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going, like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the mega moisture duo. Yes. You can literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria algae body oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria collagen body oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz, your youthful, yeah, glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SADSISTERS. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea. Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling there,
yes,
with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for a part of the summer, yeah, I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. Butcher Box gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your Butcher Box account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your Butcher Box on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
In your mind, you had just created kind of a fantasy high school existence.
Yes.
Well, that's healthy. I think that you blocked out the bad things. I have no problem with that, Jancy.
Yeah, Liz, Leanne is into suppressing and denying all that stuff. Monica, I wonder if we went back, would Kim Wargo still be highlighting her hair with Jolene Bleach?
What, really? She was the most popular girl in our high school.
She was gorgeous.
And I guess she just didn't want to use the Lemon Up or the spray and stuff. She used Jolene Bleach to highlight her hair.
Yeah. She was hardcore.
How did it look?
Well, she had beautiful brunette hair. I guess the grass is always greener in high school. You always want to be something else. And Kim, you know, it almost didn't matter she was that popular. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that was what was so frustrating about Kim Wargo.
Where is she now? I have to know.
Well, we have to look her up.
See, this is a huge theme in Jancy's book is you can Google everyone now. So back in the day, whatever happened to, and you'll never know. Well, now you can know which leads to you just obsessing about things.
Right. I mean, you always want to believe that these girls, I mean, we used to say Penny Deadman, right? She peaked in sixth grade. Yeah. We always want to feel like we always wanted to believe that.
I bet she didn't, though. I bet she's very beautiful.
And, you know, Kim Wargo's probably a lawyer, Monica. She's probably like a corporate lawyer, you know, somewhere. So we better watch out if we Google her. But yeah.
Now, Jancy, will any of your high school friends recognize themselves in the book? Are you worried now about going back to your 25th reunion and it's going to be a get Jancy done kind of situation?
Maybe you should go to Leanne's 26.
I think I should just drop out and I could just blend into the 26th one and pretend like I went there. I am a little worried, but most of it's disguised well enough. And I really do think that, you know, I mean, I am a little worried. There's a scene in there. There's a character about that Lillian dropped, and everyone also either they're the droppy or the dropper. Painful female friendships that you have. I don't know. I was a little worried about seeing her because it was based on a mean thing that I did in seventh grade.
What?
You know what, though? How mean?
I climbed up a few tiers. I, too, was second tier. Yeah. And not quite for, you know, I couldn't quite crack the first tier, but second tier. And I had crawled up from maybe fourth tier, kicking someone to the curb so I could, you know.
Yeah, got it.
And it bothers me to this day, but probably much more so than it bothers her. But, you know, you think back on how ruthless you were
Monica,
I should own it.
Yeah,
Monica,
do you want to share now?
Yeah, Jancy, I have to tell you, there was a girl that I went to junior high and high school with. And in junior high, we were really mean to her. And we teased her a lot. And then many years later, here we were on the air, Satellite Sisters. She started writing us all these really nice emails. Like,
oh,
I am so happy for your success. It was like a knife in my heart when I think about how mean we were to this girl, Mary Beth Marsh, and she turned out to be, of course, this really wonderful person, but it was just, it came back to sting me. She wrote Satellite Sisters all these really nice letters. So
did you then write back? Like, did you correspond?
Yes, I did. I mean, I didn't apologize. She ended up being a very popular girl in high school. It was kind of ironic. So she came out like third tier, okay, and I was fourth tier in high school, but I did write back and just telling her it was great to hear from her and thank you for listening to the show and blah, blah, blah. It was, but it was, it did. It was like a knife in my heart getting that email.
It's almost worse to get that than I hate you and I hate that you tormented me if they're nice.
Yes.
Did you debate saying to her anything? I mean, did it click across your mind or you thought,
It was water under the bridge.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So let's just move on. We're both in a good place.
Right.
Well, I thought those were some of the most effective scenes in the book. Jancy, those really got to me because I think people, almost every woman has that kind of friendship where they were the dumper or the dumpy. Mm-hmm. And you wonder, what would it be like 20 years from now? And would we fall into old patterns and everything?
Right.
So I enjoyed those scenes with Dawn, even though they were hard. They were painful. I liked them. Well, we are talking to Jancy Dunn. Her book we picked for our Satellite Sisters Best Beach Bag book series is Don't You Forget About Me. It's very, very funny. It's very smart. If you want to relive high school, but not really, you can do it through Jancy Dunn's book, Don't You Forget About Me. For more information on Jancy and her book and how to get it, you can go to satellitesisters.com. We have a list of all our best beach bag books there. Hey, Jancy, will you stay with us to play Believe It or Not?
You know it.
Okay, I think we can take her, Sheila.
Let's do it, Leanne.
Okay, we're going to bring her down. All right, we're the Satellite Sisters. Stay with us. For Monica's Believe It or Not. Leanne, Sheila, and Monica here today. Our guest player is author Jancy Dunn. All right, Jancy, listen to the rules because they're kind of complicated.
Not really, Jancy. I'm going to try to stump you by presenting three news stories from the past couple of weeks. Two of the stories are true and one is made up. You have to try to guess which story is bogus. Now, each week I choose a theme, and this week I think Jancy might have an advantage being an East Coast girl, because my theme is New York, New York.
Okay.
All right.
Story number one is Slather It On. Thinking about having your face cleansed and moisturized with bird poop extract? Are you Sheila?
Yes, I do all the time.
Okay. Well, you can head to New York's Shazika Spa, where they offer a nightingale excrement facial. Okay? The sterilized bird poop extract, it's also known as Yuguisu, comes from Japan in powder form. It's mixed into a hydrating mask, and they claim that this nightingale poop mask gives your skin a porcelain white finish that was favored by geishas, okay, in Japan. So story number one is Slather It On. Try to guess which story is bogus. My theme is New York, New York. Story number two is Don't Go There. When Ben Suppleman could not find his keys to his Morningside Heights apartment last week, he called through the casement window into the furnace room and summoned the service elevator. Not too bright, Ben. Once inside, Ben did not have the key to operate the elevator, so he waited it out inside the locked elevator for 26 hours before the super showed up on Monday morning.
God. That's Leanne's idea of a nightmare. I mean, first, not finding the key, that's so Leanne. All right.
I know. But, Leon, I think you'd be happy to know. Ben said he has made several extra copies of his apartment key since the incident. That's so story good. Number two is Don't Go There. Our third story is Don't Hate Them Because They're Beautiful. New York Congressman Anthony Weiner wants to make it easier for foreign fashion models to enter the U.S. He is proposing a bill to amend immigration laws, which would give fashion models their own U.S. visa category.
Oh, no.
Now, Congressman...
Don't they have enough already?
Weiner said the fashion industry is vital to the New York economy, and where would we be without long, leggy European models? Okay, he didn't say that. Okay, I made that part up. Okay. It is curious, though, that the congressman is 43, single, and currently dating a Hillary Clinton aide who is also a Vogue model. So story number three is Don't Hate Them Because They're Beautiful. So we had three stories this week. One is not true. I'll just review. Is it the bird poop facial, the locked in the basement in the elevator, or visas for fashion models?
Oh, Monica, wow. These are excellent.
They're all good.
All right,
they really are.
Jancy, as our guest, we love for the guest to go first. So you have to pick the one story you do not believe is true.
And tell us why.
Okay. Bird poop facial. I'm not guessing now. I'm mulling it over for a moment, if I may.
Sure.
Yes.
Bird poop facial is so over the top that I feel like it's got to be true. Mm-hmm. I'm eliminating bird poop.
Okay.
The key is 26 hours. Leanne's nightmare. and the fashion model. I'm going to go with... I could see a clueless New Yorker getting stuck in the search. I could see him getting stuck. I'm going to go with the fashion model, although that seems so outrageous that it could be true. I'll go with hesitation with the fashion models.
All right.
There's no prize, by the way. Jancy, there's nothing.
There is a lot of glory if you win.
I mean, you can go with confidence with the fashion model.
I didn't need to mull that over.
No,
for
there's no.
Like I just did.
No, there's no outcome really or anything. All right. I, you know what? I'm going to go with Slather It On. I think that's one step too far in spa madness. I can't imagine any New York woman would sign up for that. So why offer?
Oh, I totally can. This is Sheila. I mean, I follow, and I would actually. I follow lotions and potions. You know, that's my thing.
Yeah.
I believe that story. I think number two. I think the elevator story is made up. It was a great story, Monica, but I think you made it up.
Okay, here's the truth. Yes, you can get the Nightingale excrement facial, Sheila. Save your money. It's $180.
Whoa.
Okay?
Okay.
The congressman's story is true.
Oh,
he's really pushing hard for this
it.
Bill.
Yes,
to get the fashion models, make it easier for them to come to the U.S. And I made up the story about the clueless New Yorker, Ben Suppleman.
Ben Suppleman, good name. All right, Monica, maybe you and Jancy could write a novel together. You're really getting good at this.
Well, Sheila, you won. But everybody's a winner, Jancy.
Oh.
That's right. Don't feel bad.
You know what it was about? Just when you threw in and you said, oh, we made a couple of extra keys. That sounded so real to me that
Thank
it threw me off. That was
yeah,
good.
Monica does
She's
that.
She's good. I know. She's really... After...
Like you had just read it again, you know, the article. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got this down. Okay, well, you can play along with this weekly, Jancy, at SatelliteSisters.com. You just, you know, that's our whole thing.
I can lose along with you weekly.
Jancy, thank you so much for being here today. It was great to talk to you. Best of luck with your new book, Don't You Forget About Me. Again, for more information on Jancy's book or for our whole list of beach bag books, you can go to SatelliteSisters.com. Also, don't forget to send us your pick for best beach bag book. You may win a great beach bag from Oregon Chai and the Satellite Sisters, and Jancy's book will be in that. So just make sure you go to SatelliteSisters.com. Hey, sisters, have a great week.
Thank you, great holiday.
Man. Drive safely, everybody. Thanks to Kia Renee for being here. Thanks, Jancy. Happy 4th of July.
Thanks so much.
We're the Satellite Sisters. Don't forget, call your satellite sister.